The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Taf Yud Dalet. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the later fast days are more strict than the first fast days. And the later fast days, Masriyan, Lashon of Teruah. And the Gemara asks, what does the word Masriyan mean by my Masriyan? So the Gemara brings Machloikis Amiron, two explanations. Rav Yehuda Omar B'Shoifrois, we blow Shoifer. Rav Yehuda B'Rei, the Rav Shmuel B'Shilas, Shmeid Rav Omar B'Aneinu, we say the Tefillah of Aneinu. And the Gemara comes out that shofar is kuli amuloi pligi dekar le hasra. Everybody agrees that we blow shofar on a fast day. In fact, not only does the Gemara say we blow shofar on a fast day, but the Mishnayis at the beginning of the second parak speak that they're on a fast day, and the Gemara later on in Yudalit, the same daf says that there are special brachas that are added into Shemayin Esrei. There are six extra brachas that we add on a fast day, and at the end of each bracha, they used to blow the shofar. So it's clear in this part of the Seder HaTefillah on a fast day was to blow the shofar. In fact, the Rambam actually counts it as a mitzvah. The Rambam says that there's a special mitzvah saseh, lizik ulahariyah, there's a mitzvah saseh that b'shas b'eis tzara, when there's a tzara, there's a mitzvah to fast. Now the mitzvah to fast is only mitzvah divrei sofer, but min ha-Torah, the Rambam says that whenever there's an eis tzara, there's a mitzvah to cry out to Hashem, to daven, and there is a mitzvah to blow shofaris. We also find there's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavav and Beis, and the Gemara over there on Daf Chazayin and Aleph talks about the concept of blowing shofaris and blowing chatzotzers. And the Mishnah over there says that on fast days we blow chatzotzers. That is a discussion in the Rishonim exactly how we reconcile the fact that the Mishnah over there says on a fast day we blow chatzotzeris, and over here the Gemara says that on a fast day we blow shofaris, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says clearly that chatzotzeris and shofaris are not the same thing. Shofaris come from a horn of an animal, or an ayil, or some other animal, but chatzotzeris are man-made, they're trumpets that are man-made. In any effect, the Rishonim discussed exactly what are the details of the differences and the two types of halachas, if there are, between the differences between chatzotzeris and shofaris. The question is, the Gemara over here that says that on a fast day there's a mitzvah to blow shofar, and the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to blow the shofar on a fast day. So there comes Magen Avraham and Simin Tovkuf Ayin Vav. And Magen Avraham asks a question. He says, we know we have fast days even today. We have the regular fast days. There are set fast days that we fast every year on the same day. And there are fast days, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, when there's tzaras that happen, when there's an ace tzara, when there's no rain, the other tzaras that the Mishnah over here in Tainis mentions, the Mishnah later on in the third paragraph of Tainis mentions, and those halal days are passed in Shulchan Aruch, that if there's a tzara, you're supposed to fast. In fact, the Magen Avraham, the minig today, says the Magen Avraham, is not to blow the shofar on a fast day. How could it be that we don't blow the shofar on a fast day when the Rishonim say that it's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "When there's a tzar, someone who's bothering us." And the Rambam says from that pasuk that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar be'ez tzar. So how could it be? How is it possible that there's a mitzvah same in our Torah that one, and we're not making the mitzvah today? We don't do it. We don't blow shofars today. So the Magen Avraham answers, the reason we don't blow shofar is because bizman hazeh there is no mitzvah min haTorah to blow shofar. Pasuk says chisavayu mochama ba'artzechem. There's a mitzvah to blow shofar ba'artzechem in your land. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. So we have tzaras and chutzlars. In the times of the Magen Avraham, most of the Klal Yisrael lives in chutzlars. So whenever there's a tzar and chutzlars, there is no mitzvah min haTorah to blow shofar. In addition, the Primigodim adds, and Shabur brings down, that besides for the issue that we don't blow shofar in chutzlars, even Eretz Yisrael is not as that. Eretz Yisrael is not where Klal Yisrael lives. So therefore, there is no mitzvah saseh min haTorah to blow shofars today during the Eis Tzar, and not in chutzlars, and not in Eretz Yisrael. The Nitziv in his Pirush on Sefri, on these psukim, he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand. He says, how could we say that the mitzvah to blow shofaris that this pasuk is talking about is only in Eretz Yisrael? How is that possible? If we look in the psukim say in Parshas Pinchas and Parshas Matos that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Klai Yisrael to fight a Mocham against Midian. And the psukim say over there, by the way, when they went to fight Mocham against Midian, he sent Pinchas. It says they sent the Chatzaytis. They took Chatzaytis with them and they blew the Chatzaytis. Now the Mocham against Midian was when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar and they went to Midian to fight a Mocham. The Midbar is not Eretz Yisrael and Midian is not part of Eretz Yisrael. If neither one is in Eretz Yisrael, they're in Chutz La'aretz. So why would the pasuk say that they blew the Chatzaytis? They blew shofaris, they're requiring this mitzvah when there is in actuality no mitzvah to blow shofar in Chutz La'aretz. The mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Netziv says you have to say slightly different teretz. Avada, the Magen Avraham, is correct that Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah. But the Zokta Netziv, the reason why there's no mitzvah is a different reason. When the Torah says that you're supposed to blow shofaris, the pasuk over there says, Nizkar Mufnei Hashem Elokeichem, that you're going to blow the shofaris in front of Hashem. So the mitzvah to blow shofar is only when you're blowing shofar in front of Hashem. Now, how do you mekayim blowing shofar in front of Hashem? It says in Netziv, so you could have a kiyum of blowing shofar in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. You could also possibly be mekayim the mitzvah of blowing shofar if the Aron is there. And you see, well, the Muhammad, that Klai Yisrael went to war with Pinchas, it says clearly over there, the Gemara in Saita says they took out the Aron. The Aron went together with them, the Muhammad. So when they were blowing the shofar, they were blowing in front of the Aron. And there was an Aron there, there was Taka Mitzvah to blow the shofar l'fnei Hashem. But today, there's no way we can be Mikayim l'fnei Hashem. Like maybe possibly by the Kosel Marobi, that might be considered that you could still consider l'fnei Hashem, you'd be able to Mikayim the Mitzvah ben Atayr. Maybe yes, maybe not. Al Kaponim, the Feed and Netziv, the reason why there's no Mitzvah the same in Atayr today is because the only way to be Mikayim the Mitzvah is only l'fnei Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan over there in some tough Kufayim Bov suggests a different reason. Our Hashulchan says that we mentioned earlier that when the Chacham were Kaveya, not to blow the Shofar Stam during a fast day, the Chacham were Kaveya, there are specific times that you're supposed to blow the Shofar. It says at the conclusion of every bracha, they added extra brachas to Shemayin Esrei, and after they finished every bracha, they blew Shofar. Says our Hashulchan, even when we have fast days today, we don't add all the extra brachas that they used to add. So therefore, once Chazal were Kaveya, they established that you're supposed to blow Shofar after all those brachas. So then, the only time we can be mekayim the mitzvah of blowing shofar is only when we actually say those brachas. And since, anyways, we don't say those brachas today, so therefore we don't blow shofar either. However, it's a little bit hard to understand the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a bit difficult because if there truly is a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to blow the shofar, so even if midrabbanan the Chacham said to only to be mekayim this mitzvah in a situation where you're actually saying the brachas, still that's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. But even if we can't do that, then we won't do that because we don't say the brachis, still we should still be mekayim the mitzvah sasei min haTorah and blow the shofaris. At least not during the tefillah, we should blow it stop to be mekayim the mitzvah sasei. An interesting answer, different answer is given by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igris Moshe, or Chaim Chelikal Sim Kuf Samach Tes. And Rav Moshe is coming to answer a different problem. We mentioned earlier the Rambam actually counts as a mitzvah, special mitzvah min haTorah, to blow the shofaris, Be'ez Tzara. And the Rambam, in fact, if you look in Hilchos Tainus, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah sase to blow the shofar. However, the Rambam says that not only is this mitzvah including blowing shofar during Be'ez Tzara, there's also part of this mitzvah is to blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash at the time that the carbon talmud is brought every day. Says the Mishnah says that every day they brought the carbon tongue in the Beis HaMikdash and they blew shofaris. So when the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah, the Rambam says that's a mitzvah same in Atar to blow shofar during the Talmud, and there's also a mitzvah to blow shofar Be'ez Tzara. The problem with the Rambam is that technically speaking they should be counted as two separate mitzvahs. Really, what does one have to do with the other? There's a mitzvah to blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash and there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar Be'ez Tzara. Now it happens to be they're both mentioned in the same parasha, in Parshas Baloyzchon, he talks about blowing the Chatzaitzreis, so we darshan from that parasha, the halacha, to blow the Shavis Beis Tzara, and we also darshan from that parasha to blow the Shavis in the Beis HaMikdash. However, technically speaking, they should be two separate mitzvahs. The problem is the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam counts the 613 mitzvahs, he puts them together. Here's the question the old Mefarshim deal with. Why would the Rambam put together two mitzvahs where they really have nothing to do with each other? You're right, true, that they're both talking about blowing shofar. They're both mitzvahs to blow shofar, but we don't count every single mitzvah to blow shofar as one mitzvah. If that were the case, then the Rambam should count to get in this mitzvah, he should count the mitzvah to blow shofar also in Rosh Hashanah. Now, blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah counts as a separate mitzvah. So if every single chiyuv to blow shofar is a separate mitzvah, so these should also be two separate mitzvahs. So the Mefarshim deal with this issue. However, Moshe says he wants to suggest a different teretz. So Dr. Moshe, that there's a mitzvah to have shofars and blow those shofars in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's also a mitzvah to blow shofars the Beis Tzara. However, says Ramosha, the mitzvah, what shofars am I supposed to blow Beis Tzara? The mitzvah is to blow those same shofars that we use in the Beis HaMikdash. You're supposed to take those shofars we use every day in the Beis HaMikdash and blow them also Beis Tzara. The Melo says Ramosha, as long as that, we definitely don't have those shofars. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have those shofars. It's time to take a regular shofar and blow it, so Ramosha, you would not be Mekayim. The mitzvah is the same in our Torah. Therefore, he says, the Bizman Azeh, we technically will have the obligation, we'll have the chiyuv to do the mitzvah, but we can't. We don't have the mechatimtzah, we don't have, practically speaking, there is no way to be mekayim this mitzvah not Torah. That's how he wants to answer both of these questions. If there are other svarim that say that there's a ritva that says a similar idea, the ritva says that the reason we don't blow chatzaitis today is because we don't know what the chatzaitis are. It would also seem that the Ritva holds that there is some certain type of criteria the Chatzaitis have to have. Other Achronim and Rishonim say no, Chatzaitis could be however you make them, they're fine. So long as you blow them and they make a sound. There's no particular way they're supposed to be made. But according to Ramosha, we understand the Shofars, those Chatzaitis, which are Shofars, that you're supposed to use when you base Tzara, those are the special type of Shofars they use in the Beis HaMikdash. Since we don't have them, we can't be Mekayim. We cannot be Mekayim this mitzvah. Now, this is all going in the sheet of the Rambam. However, the Ramban in Mechamis in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, is clearly that this that is a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to blow shofaros, he says clearly is only a tzara that applies to the entire Klal Yisrael, or at least most of Klal Yisrael. It has to be a communal tzara. Then there's a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to blow shofar. But stand to blow shofar because there's an eighth tzara, even if it's an Eitzar that applies to many, many people, that's not a reason to be make. That's not a chiyuv to be blow shofar. In such a case, you would not have a chiyuv to blow shofar. So then, technically speaking, according to the Ramban, if it truly would be an Eitzar that would apply against Klal Yisrael, maybe then you would have a mitzvah to blow shofar. But in most cases, a regular tiny tzibur only affects a specific area, a specific city, a specific country. In such a case, you would not have a key mitzvah to blow shofar.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.